It's Friday, May 31st, 2019. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
AV Nation is brought to you by Netgear Business, the networking choice for AV professionals. For more information, go to netgear.com/AVNation.
Today's Daily Download comes from Resi Week 150. Matt Scott is joined by Jason Knott, Joseph Piccarelli, and David Fregioni talking about Office Depot offering smart home solution installations. David Fregioni starts off talking about the potential advantages Home Depot has to bring to the custom installation market.
Generally, I've seen Comcast go through it, and ADT and AT&T and a myriad of other huge corporations that it's really do-it-yourself technology done by somebody at a low cost in your house. It's really just kind of like advanced do-it-yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, instead of having your neighbor do it or your family member do it, there's a guy that's supposed to be trained and understand it and install it. I think any solution that helps somebody at any price point, if it works and it delivers the value they expect, then I applaud it. As far as my business and how it affects our industry, I think that, it hasn't proven up until now to be a good thing. It hasn't done anything to help us. And in fact, I've seen it hurt in some ways where you'll have a high-end client and it will actually just kind of distort their view of what smart home is.
Mm-hmm. I have something to add here. I think the idea that the low end drives the high end is backwards. The high end has always been there, and the high end is what creates the mass market. Remember, every product, particularly in our industry, starts as a high end product. It wasn't that long ago, in 2000, we were selling 42-inch flat panel TVs with really bad pictures for about $15,000. You know, the high end began there. It is the high end that generates the market. And then the hope is that as the low end becomes fulfilled or the low middle becomes larger, the high end will grow with it. But it is because of the innovator and early adopter, the guys who spend the money, the guy that, you know, David spent his last 30 years catering to and creating markets for, that creates the low end. And if that ecosystem, if they drive the high end out of business, the entire ecosystem of the market fails. It disappears. And that's what vendors don't get sometimes, is keeping the high-end guys in business is critical to the business.
Yes, I don't disagree.
In general.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry. What are you listening to?
This is AV.
This is AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.